Oh, and Triple J, you're listening to Triple J with the Doctor. I'm a little bit exhausted today because I spent all of yesterday at Soundwave, but imagine being at two Soundwaves over the weekend in the studio. Ben and Ian from Billy Talent. Gentlemen, how are you pulling up?
Very great. Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Now, was there an after party last night to speak of?
I tried to find one and ended up with my front of house guy just having beers and went to bed by like 11:30.
Yeah, we went to a couple of us and some 41 guys went to Low. That was a cool bar.
Okay, so you found the after party, yet somehow Ben didn't.
I'm the nerd.
But yesterday was a crazy day for many people at Soundwave. Yeah. The stage you guys were playing on, one of the trucks didn't arrive. Or whatever.
Yes, that was fun. Huh?
Yeah.
But I was there, you guys got up on stage. And you were sort of saved, well, at least Jonathan, your bass player, was saved by a bus driver.
It was the best.
tell us this story. This is
great. Can't write this stuff. We were literally like on the bus getting driven to the grounds, and John was like, what am I going to do for bass? And I'm like, there must be a Fender Precision out there. And then the bus driver's like, why? What do you play? And John was like, well, I play Ernie Ball Music Man. He's like, I happen to have a Stingray, the exact model that John plays. So he stopped at his house on the way and picked up his bass.
This is really 20 cool. minutes later, we're on stage.
That's brilliant. And Ian, you just went to a music shop and sorted it out?
Yeah, actually, I got up early when I got a text from our tour manager saying that none of our gear is going to be showing up. So I went and bought like a $200.
And what's the best thing about having a really cheap guitar on stage?
You can smash it at the end of the set and not feel bad.
Yeah. That is great. See, this is otherwise you would have suffered the same fate as Garbage. You didn't get to play last night.
Oh.
Imagine how you'd feel.
Yeah.
You guys actually had to pull out of some gigs recently, but it was actually for much more serious reasons than just a missing guitar.
Yeah.
Yes.
But hopefully the bass wasn't smashed. The bass was okay. Got back to the bus driver.
He was a lovely guy, so we really appreciate it. I think his name was Brian or Bernie.
Paul. I thought it was Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Bernie. Paul. Yes.
If your name's Bernie, sorry.
Anyway, the moral is that kindness is what happened to save the rock and roll day yesterday. Every band, like even the Sum 41 guys, they all had to just say, everyone was just boring guitars. It was like the old school kind of thing. It just happened to be 50,000 people instead of a basement party, but it was pretty cool.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that like I actually got a text from someone asking if I had any banjos or knew where to get banjos for Flogging Molly.
Yeah,
and they did a cool set.
They did a great set.
Perfect. Yeah.
And
they have they have different instruments as well. You can't just
a left-handed bass player.
Which is like pretty rare. So.
Nate couldn't play because he's left-handed. Yeah. And he couldn't find a left-handed bass.
The only other left-handed bass player I could think of was Ken from the Rocky Murphys. Not in the country, so useless. Now Ben. And there was a lovely moment yesterday. You thanked Australia on stage.
I did.
All that we've given you musically.
Yes.
In Excess and AC/DC. And what else was it?
Living End.
Living End and Kylie Minogue's ass.
I did. I forgot about that.
Nick Cave, too. You forgot that one.
Oh, yeah, I did. Cool. There's lots I forgot. But she has they made a wax mold of her butt as like the perfect butt template. Like, you have to.
Is that into sounds? Where do you get see this wax?
I saw it at something where it was just her butt was like,
Okay.
It was a weird website I was on.
What I was getting at was that then you reeled off a couple of Canada's, exports to the rest of the world. And it was just with Brian Adams and Celine Dion. Sort of forgot.
And Bieber. Yeah.
And Bieber, sorry. Yes, Bieber.
The B-bomb. The B-bomb.
He dropped the B-bomb. Justin Bieber, who's been having a lovely Twitter war with Patrick from the Black Keys for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. What's this like the new dance-off? Like the Twitter wars? Like
Well, because no one battle raps anymore.
Let's throw it down.
Do you remember back in the 90s when you and Sum 41 used to battle rap on the streets of Ontario?
The hard streets, I don't understand. I mean, we've met Patrick from the Black Keys years and years ago, and he's a really, really nice guy. And
he's a tall, gangly, laconic gentleman.
Yeah, he is, and he's a nice fellow. So it's just strange that this is happening with a 16-year-old boy.
We've met Bieber too,
and he's a nice kid as well.
And he's not 16 anymore.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's like
35. He's my age, actually. Somehow I stayed the same, and he aged 10 years.
So now Patrick Carney's impersonating Justin Bieber on Twitter, which is that's what he's doing. Yeah, changing his name to Justin Bieber 2.0.
See, be careful with that stuff, because next thing you know, you get lawyers involved, and
you guys should
slander who things.
Well, what I'm getting at is that you only mentioned Justin Bieber and Celine Dion. We're on the lineup with you guys, a whole bunch of great.
No, I went
bands.
On to list all the bands that were playing as well. But I mean, our exports. I mean, to have bands like the Cancer Bats and Sum 41 and Danko Jones and Wade from Alexis is now sings for Gallows.
I saw a bit of them getting ready for you guys actually yesterday.
Yeah.
I think he pulled it off pretty damn good.
Yeah, he does a good job. Yeah. And you know, Frank was he's a hard, probably one of the best frontmen I've ever seen in my life.
Last time I saw them play at Soundwave, he was actually not on stage, but in the pit, singing with everyone around him, just throwing down.
Yeah.
Very scary fella.
That's what he does. Fiery little man.
It does, yeah.
What's he doing now?
He's in Pure Love. Yeah, which is we got them to open for us in a couple shows in the UK, and they're a good band.
That comes
around. And he's great. Like, he actually sings it, and it's not as like a hardcore. It's kind of like more of a straight up kind of rock and roll thing. And check it out. It's good.
And Gallows have gone back to a much more hardcore sort of sound with Wade singing. They've lost that metal sheen. Yeah. Wade from Gallows and Alexis on Fire is going to be on the show.
Oh, nice.
So that's good. Getting him in as well.
Oh, cool.
He lost his wallet yesterday, so he was in a bad mood.
Yeah. I think he left it on the plane.
Did anyone actually retain anything?
No.
The Crossfaith dudes from Japan, they left their wallets back. Stage,
they're running around.
Garbage didn't play because they didn't have their gear. Gosh darn! I mean, Blink-182 lost a drummer. I mean, so did Slayer. In fact, you guys are one of the only bands with the original members.
Yeah. That's true.
You guys and Tomahawk. Mike Patton was very funny yesterday. He said, "We're one of the only bands with an original drummer on stage." You guys as well, Billy Talent.
That's right.
And not only are you one of those bands' original members and stuff, but Ian, you also dabble in a few other things, including I think you may recognize this theme song.
Oh my God.
Angela's Anaconda.
That's amazing.
This is a little trip down memory lane for you. For us, only till very recently, this still was on the ABC. It's a great kid show, Angela.
That little girl's voice gives me nightmares still.
Really?
Yes. I worked on like 20 episodes over a year and a half.
It's such a great sort of animation, too, like a real sort of cutout animation.
Yeah, it was kind of done like the Monty Python animation style, yeah.
God, do you still do animation?
No.
That was
like from 10, 12 years ago then.
It's just so funny. Because people, up until like this year, still go home and turn on ABC Kids, and there it was.
Yeah.
So it's getting some traction here.
You should be getting some royalties coming in.
I've seen it in Germany and other places in Europe as well. It's pretty crazy. It's German. German Angela Anaconda.
It's a cult show.
Ich bin Angela. Ich bin Angela.
Ich bin Angela.
Oh, Jesus. On Triple J, if you are an Angela Anaconda fan, we did maybe mention that a little earlier, a few fans, or if you found Wade from Gallows' wallet, let us know. Triple J. We were just saying, off air, Ian, you got friends that work for Weta. They're up for an Oscar today.
Yeah.
I haven't checked. They may be up. Weta Digital's nominated for visual effects for The Hobbit.
Cool.
Could be your mates.
Cool.
It could be.
Do you have any Oscar-winning mates?
No.
I don't think I do.
Think of any Canadians. Musicians who've been in movies. Avril Lavigne was in Fast Food Nation. She played a hippie.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Alanis Morissette was God in
Dogma. Yeah,
Dogma.
Yeah.
There you go.
So Bryan Adams has appeared as, you know.
Keanu Reeves is an actor and a musician as well. And Dog Star or whatever. Fight.
We forget.
Jim Carrey and Mike Myers. Was he both also Canadian?
But were they musicians?
No, they're not.
I'm
no.
sure Jim Carrey would play a ukulele, wouldn't
I'm
he?
I'm sure he would.
Maybe he would, yeah.
Oh dear. Speaking of nominations, you guys are up for three Junos, the Canadian version of like the Mercury and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's an award that's won. It's not limited to pop or anything, like metal bands win Junos and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place. Yeah, it's nice to be nominated again. Yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When does all that go down?
April 22nd, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, April 22nd.
Right.
Should be fun.
I mean, that means that you'll probably get a lot of people asking that question that we did mention at the very start of this interview before we turn the mics on. So which one of you guys is named Billy?
Oh God!
This guy,
call me William.
William. Not wanting to harp on it, but have you ever actually met in the many years of Billy Talent a guy named Billy Talent?
Well, we met Callum Keith Rennie,
the guy that played Billy Talent in the movie Hardcore Logo. He actually came out to our Vancouver show and hung out,
he was a really nice guy.
That is the closest you'll ever get to meeting a real Billy Talent. The guy who played the guy from the book.
It's a weird moment, actually.
Pretty cool.
All right, so there are three more Soundwaves left, plus those two shows, tomorrow night and Thursday night with Sum 41.
We're going to go to New Zealand, too, which is cool. We've never been there.
Really?
We're playing with Offspring on Thursday?
We're going to be dead.
So you guys are like over to New Zealand in the break before Soundwave to do a bit of Offspring?
Yeah, just for one day.
Yeah, so we wake up at like 4 in the morning. We play our Soundwave show in here in Sydney, and then we wake up at 4, fly there, play, wake up, fly right to Melbourne, play.
Gosh.
Fly to Adelaide.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, when you're over here, you got to work.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. I was going to say, what are your plans for Australia? No, there's nothing. There's just work.
Today's our day off, so we might go down to Bondi and hang out on the beach for a minute.
You should. For people heading along to Soundwave or to those shows, who should we see? Who may we not know about, but we should go and check out?
Well, all the Canadian bands. Yes. We went through those.
Danko, Canterbat, Sum 41.
Tomahawk, for sure.
I mean, I don't know. I'm looking forward. I'm actually going to go and see Blank. I didn't get a chance to see them. I want to see Brooks. We're good pals with Brooks.
And we watched him last night. He was great. Yeah. Filling in for Travis. This morning,
Blink 182, we're having a chat to Tom and Alex on Triple J Breakfast. Still very humorous.
Those guys? Yeah. We've done a couple shows with Blink over the years. They were really nice guys. Yeah. Like, there was no attitude or ego about them. So, good. Yeah, it's really cool. Excellent. Good dudes.
And is there a rule that you just hang out with the Canadians backstage? Like, how does that work?
No. We hung up with Duff McKagan yesterday for a little chat.
Duff?
What a lovely gentleman he is.
He got Danko, another country person of yours, to get up and sing Crazy from Guns N' Roses. Yeah,
that's what he was saying. Danko was saying yesterday.
So he got up and sang with Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses.
He's a really nice guy. But it's just weird. And then, like, we're hanging out with, like, Madball.
It's weird New York hardcore.
It's like Duff, us, and then, you know.
Sick of it all, Madball.
I'm going to play the very first song you guys walked out to on stage last night with borrowed gear, a $200 guitar, which was then smashed at the end of the set. This is Viking Death March by Billy Talent. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for your time. Thanks, brother.
And let's just go out with a bit of this.
My name is Angela.
No, Viking Death March on Triple J.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.